The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
On the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's not getting a call back, and the guy she's not getting a call back with, I hope that she gets him on the phone and they decide to go out and get married.
Why is that?
Because her name's Brittany and his name is Dex, and that sounds like a movie, like a high school movie about a quarterback and a cheerleader. You know, just perfect names for each other. So what's up, Brittany? How are you?
Hey guys, I'm good ish how are you?
Good-ish.
We're good.
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. Before we get into talking about your date and the guy that's not calling you back, his name is Dex.
Dex.
Like I said, how long has it been since you talked to him?
It's been like 2 weeks.
Okay. Right. That's quite a while. And how many times in that 2 weeks have you reached out to him?
I've reached out to him 3 times.
Oh.
Three times.
That's not a lot.
And he's not responding to you at all?
No, like not at all.
Okay.
Where did you guys meet?
We met online.
Like an internet website or online at
like Plenty of Fish.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's one of the free fancy ones, right?
No, that's one of the free ones.
Oh.
So we met online, we were talking for a little bit, and we went out, and we went for drinks and everything, and it was great. Like, we had, like, a really good time. So he's, like, so nice and, like, was listening and, I don't know, didn't talk about himself the whole time, which was like a shock for me. And I don't know, he just like seemed really genuinely interested and like just so, so freaking nice. And like, I just haven't been on dates like that. So I thought it was going really, really well.
It sounds like you ran into a bit of a gentleman.
Yes, you rarely see them.
Do you normally not date gentlemen?
No, where do you find them?
Whether they're around. I hate when girls say that when they're like, oh, where are all the good guys? There are good guys, but
well, they're
girls,
taken.
Yeah, they
yeah,
don't
most
go,
of them are taken.
And they don't go for the good
taken.
Guys. Yeah.
Most of them are taken and the good ones won't cheat. So then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Or not screwed, however you look at it. All right, so he was different than most of the guys that you have dated.
Yeah, he was. I felt like it was really special.
Okay.
So I don't know. I was feeling really good about it. And, you know, we had some drinks and I was feeling like a little hot and frisky, but I was like, this is going so well. So I feel like it kind of something that was out of my character, even though I don't feel it. It was like a really big deal, but I was like, hey, like, I don't want to go home. Like, do you want to get a hotel around here and, you know, keep the night going? Okay, it was a good time, you know, like, why not?
And all the guys out there who are in the dating world and they're like, why can't I ever get like another date or why can't I ever like get a girl to be my girlfriend? A little bit of active listening goes a long way.
Be vulnerable and listen and you'll get whatever you want.
Now every guy's going to make up a story, making them vulnerable. Wow.
Every guy's just going to like be Googling active listening now, just be like, okay, I got it. So don't even pay attention to where she says. Go, yeah. And then talk about yourself. All right. So anyway, you actually liked him so much that you were willing to get a hotel with him.
Yeah. I was like wanted to keep the night going. I didn't live very close. So I said, why not?
And how did that go?
Well, he walked me to my car and said he felt uncomfortable with that and gave me a hug and left.
Oh,
so, okay. So that went really bad.
All right.
Huh. Yeah.
He might actually be a good guy.
Yeah. Or he might not just be that into you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. Or I scare. I don't know. So I was trying to reach out to him to check in and be like, hey, that wasn't weird. But nothing. So.
You think you came on too strong?
I don't know.
It's very rare for a man to like turn down that sort of opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Which of course makes me want him even more. So
normally when the booty call, you answer the booty.
Make that big booty work. Make that big booty work. Can I touch that booty?
Nothing else happened?
No, nothing. He disappeared.
We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Brittany is on the phone right now, and Brittany went out on a date with a guy named Dex.
What up, Dex?
And she really liked him a lot. They went out and met on plentyoffish.com, not an advertisement. They met on there. They went for drinks. She said that he was awesome. Unlike most of the dudes that she's gone out with, he listened to her and was really nice. And then even at the end of the night, she was like, hey, let's go get a hotel room together. And he said no.
Yeah.
And he wasn't comfortable with that. And then he walked her to her car. And that's the last she heard from him. So we're going to see if we can figure it out. The only thing, Brittany, that you can think of that he wouldn't be calling you back is because maybe it was a little too forward.
Yeah, I think like I scared him, maybe.
All right. Well, we'll dial this phone right now and see if we can figure it out, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Dex, please?
It's me.
Dex, this is Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is Alex Fresh from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And this is English Evan from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
And we're on the phone with Dex, and you're Dex.
Sounds good. Yeah. What's this about?
Good question, Dex. I'll get to the point. We do a segment on our show where if you go out on a date with someone and then ghost them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you recently went out with a woman named Brittany.
Yeah, I remember Brittany. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to remember 2 weeks ago. She said that you went out 2 weeks ago and that she had really liked going out with you, but now you haven't talked to her since your date and she's wondering if she did something wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So what, she asked you guys to call me?
Yeah. She asked us to call you and see if we could figure it out. Do you have a few minutes? Tell us about your date with Brittany.
Like she wanted you guys to call me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she did. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, sort of. Like, definitely surprised. I didn't think that she was really on the date to have a date.
What?
Yeah, like, I've been dating for a while, and girls like that don't really usually go out with guys like me.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, like, she was gorgeous.
Okay.
Like really hot.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you're not gorgeous?
Or that you don't get hot girls?
Yeah.
I'm only saying they don't normally go for me, you know?
She was a little bit out of your league.
Yeah, like a little bit way out of my league.
Okay.
So you're just not responding because you just don't think that you're worthy of dating her?
Well, like, not exactly. I thought, well, it was so far out of my league that it was sort of suspicious.
It was suspicious? Like how?
Well, it was that. It was just a couple of other things that were going on. Like, she was really cool. She wasn't just like super good looking. She ended up being like really fun and cheery and acting like she was very, very into me, like way more than girls are normally.
Well, she told us that at the end of the date, she actually wanted to see if you would get a hotel room with her, and you turned her down.
Mm. Yeah, you silly boy.
Yikes. What did she do?
Well, it was what I was thinking maybe she would do. You know, because when we were hanging out at that bar, I felt like I kept on seeing these guys like acting weird.
So like she wanted to invite the other guys back to the hotel too, all year?
Well, like I said, I haven't been like, you know, no girl that good looking has ever tried to date me before. I'm seeing these weird guys look at her.
So you saw these other guys at the bar and that was a problem for you?
Yeah, well, no, like they kept looking at me and then she invited me to get a hotel room with her that night. I thought that they were going to rob me.
Oh,
you did?
Oh, you thought you were being set up?
No, like for real. She was probably going to rob me that night, guys. Wow. I couldn't get the thought out of my head.
Okay, so you protected yourself and didn't go back to the hotel because you thought that what? You were going to go back there with her and all of a sudden there was going to be a knock at the door and those two dudes from the bar were going to be outside like, give me all of your loot.
Exactly. You've seen the movies. So it was that and a couple of other things, you know, like over the course of the date, I'm noticing this and I was trying to just get a little bit more information about her. And she seemed to be like sort of shy about sharing it. I remember at one point I asked her about her last name. Hey, what's your last name? And she kind of just like glossed over it and went on talking about something else happening at the bar.
Fishy. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I kind of like later after that, I asked her what her Instagram handle was. And her response was, what's that? It was all super sketchy and making me uncomfortable. And so I just felt like, hey, why don't I try to call it a night right now? And when I got home, I did like look her up on her social, checked out the Instagram, and I found a profile, but it was a different last name than the name that she sort of gave me earlier the night, weird. Which set off another red flag.
Well, yeah.
If she didn't contact us to get a hold of you, I would be like, yeah, man, you're about to get robbed.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's doing it on this show, I don't think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Although, might be an elaborate scheme, so keep your guard up. But I do want to let you know that she's actually on the phone listening.
Wait. She's on the phone and she's been listening this whole time?
Yes, she's on the phone listening and she wants to rob you. Talk to you.
Oh, but you guys didn't tell me she was on the phone.
Brittany, were you trying to rob Dex? Brittany?
Brittany?
She coming on?
Oh, shoot. I think her phone dropped out. She's not on the line. Hold on.
Wait, what is she?
Let me try to call her back. Dex, she was on the phone. Now I got to call her back because I think her phone dropped out. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, that was straight to voicemail.
Maybe she was going to rob you.
Hold up.
Whoa.
Wait, do you know when she fell off? Could you see that over there, Jubes?
I couldn't tell exactly when.
Oh, my God.
She hung up right after he said she was going to rob him. I saw it.
What? Oh. Are you serious?
Right then.
That's
so your intuition probably was
Brad.
Right on.
Oh, that's Brad, our producer. Holy crap.
Does she know where you live?
I don't think so. You know, that's no.
Okay, did she ask you anything about money before you even went on the date?
Well, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. I've had my own business for a while. It's been growing itself. I guess when I think back on it, she was sort of asking a lot of questions about that.
Wow.
My lifestyle and...
Sketchy.
Damn. Do you make enough money where it would be worth doing this to get you to go back out with her to rob you?
I don't know if I can... that's a weird question to answer. I guess, yeah, I could be a target, you know, but you probably could be smart to rob me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, take care and don't ever go out with her again. Okay.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing it.
The Jubal Show on demand.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. And I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
I'm going to go
this because this is
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which right. is different than empathy, yeah. right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.